The New York City manhunt ends. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
We were able to shrink his world quickly. There was nowhere left for him to run.
New York City's police commissioner Keyshawn Sewell on the Wednesday afternoon arrest of alleged subway shooter Frank James after he called police and gave them his location.
62-year-old faces terrorism charges for attacking a mass transit system. If convicted, he could be sentenced to life in prison. He was processed by the NYPD, handed over to the FBI for allegedly shooting 10 people and injuring close to 20 while on that subway train during Tuesday's busy morning commute.
Fox's Laura Engel. Federal agents are now poring over racist video rants that James had posted on social media. Damage assessments are now underway in Mississippi and Kentucky from tornadoes reported Wednesday evening. Severe weather threats continue in other states.
Right now, the severe weather is kind of focused in Alabama and along the central Gulf Coast area. And again, most of that is in the form of damaging winds, but there's still at least a risk for a brief tornado or two, at least for a few more hours. But we do expect that the severe threat will wind down here as we get into the early morning hours.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jeremy Grams. Meanwhile, a blizzard continues to bury much of North Dakota. The Biden administration bundling another $800 million in military aid for Ukraine.
The latest batch of military aid for Ukraine includes ammunition, weapons, and helicopter transfers.
Tailored to meet urgent Ukrainian needs for today's fight as Russian forces shift the focus of their ruthless aggression now to eastern Ukraine.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the security package, the seventh authorized by the Biden administration, includes 11 Mi-17 helicopters that had been earmarked for Afghanistan and will now be transferred to Ukraine. And for the first time, the U.S. is providing howitzers and 40,000 artillery rounds they fire.
Fox's Jared Halperin. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The first bus carrying migrants from Texas arrived in Washington on Wednesday.
They departed from Del Rio, Texas, Saturday at 4 p.m. Officials say there were no overnight stops. The trip to Washington, part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott making good on a threat he made last week to send illegal immigrants to the nation's capital. Abbott inked a deal with Mexican leaders to reserve normal inspections to free up commercial traffic. The bus sent to D.C., Abbott's response to the Biden administration's plan to end Title 42, the Trump-era public health measure that turned away 1.7 million migrants over the past 2 years. Back at the border, Fox News has learned that officials have cleared the horse-mounted Border Patrol agents of wrongdoing after they were accused of whipping migrants in September and placing them on probation.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, the White House refusing to criticize what some have called a stunt by Governor Abbott. If you ride a bus or a plane or a train, you'll have to wear a mask for at least another 2 weeks. The CDC extending the mask mandate on mass transit that was to expire on Monday. Dustin Thompson, an Ohio man charged with joining the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last year, has told his federal court's trial in Washington he was only following orders he thought he heard from former President Trump. Another team has punched its NBA playoff ticket.
The New Orleans Pelicans aren't done yet.
Think about the potential that sits on the bench right now for this franchise and a major piece. Oh, a major body cut by Brandon Ingram.
Audio courtesy of ESPN, Brandon Ingram slams at home, part of 25 points on the night for him as the Pels propelled themselves to a 113-103 victory over the San Antonio Spurs Wednesday to stay alive and play in action. The Pelicans will now take on the LA Clippers Friday for the 8th seed in the Western Conference for the NBA playoffs. The Atlanta Hawks still have a shot at the 8th seed in the East thanks to a 132-103 romp of the Charlotte Hornets. The Hawks will face the Cleveland Cavaliers Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.